There are hundreds of millions of dollars of waste in the social service programs. And that's the area that I'm going to focus on. People know me. They know that I'm an advocate for people with developmental disabilities. People who enter this world who need our help through no fault of their own. We need to help them to the fullest extent that we can afford. But able-bodied people who are on the system and work the system and are not encouraged to get on a pathway of self-reliance, I'm going to zero in on those people. And, you know, I'm not going to do it with an axe. I'm going to do it with a scalpel to ensure that taxpayer dollars are going to the people who truly need it in their ineffective programs. You look at the whole health and human services hierarchy. There are five or six separate divisions within there where a needy family has to go to separately, fill out the same paperwork, apply for different benefits. There's no crosstalk. There's no holistic approach to families in need. One agency that supports food stamps doesn't talk to the agency that does Section 8 housing, doesn't talk to the agency that gives cash assistance. It's absolutely crazy that we don't have a holistic kind of organic approach to solving these problems for poor people. And we are spending close to 40% of our total state budget on welfare. And we've got to rethink how we're doing it. And that's one of the main areas that I'm going to look at.